This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to a special episode. We're doing about 30 minutes with The Bachelor host, Jesse Palmer. The last time we had Jesse on, he was promoting The Ultimate Surfer. And oh my gosh, in what feels like a blink of an eye, he is now the host of The Bachelor. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jesse Palmer.
Hey, everybody. I feel like a used car salesman now. It's like every time I talk to you, it's a couple of weeks in between. And I'm like, I've got another show you got to watch. Trust me, this one's going to be great. You're going to love this show. It's going to be fantastic. And yet here we are again. It's great talking with you.
So good having you here. Did you know that you were the host of The Bachelor when we were talking to you about American Surfer?
When were we talking about
Ultimate Surfer. Sorry, American Surfer.
They're all Americans.
I guess so.
I know. God, I don't know if I officially knew. I may have had an inkling. Yeah. How was my poker face? Was it good?
Yeah.
Did you have any indicator? Okay.
No, that's good. I thought you were definitely in the running. I was like, that's just a natural fit. Is it true that you're also going to be hosting the Senior Bachelor?
I don't know.
This time I'm
being dead. I'm being totally honest with you. I do not know. No poker face on this one. I really honestly do not know.
I think Ben thinks he lost out to you already, but that might be fake news.
This whole thing. Well, no, there's always spinoff shows happening. I don't even know. Like, I'm not even honestly aware of what the spinoff shows are. Like, what's coming up? I know that in the franchise, I know there's Bachelor, I know there's Bachelorette, there's Bachelor in Paradise. Outside of that, it's like I've heard like Winter Games might be coming back, or I've heard like there's like all these like, yeah, like Bachelor Pad. Like, I remember that, and there's all these other things. I don't know, but. Yeah, the Senior Bachelor. I promise this time, I literally do not know.
Okay.
I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know.
But yeah, Winter Games. Crazy. It's been 4 years since that. You know, I was part of it. Ben was part of it. Don't know where my life honestly would be right now without it, because if it weren't for some jealousy factor, I may not be married.
It's amazing how that always happens. I know.
It could. Okay. We would have ended up together. I just don't know how much longer it would have taken for him to come out about his feelings. Anyway. Yeah. It's just weird that they wouldn't have done that, because I feel like Bachelor in Paradise right now is like everybody's favorite spinoff in the show. Like, of all the shows, people love Bachelor in Paradise. And I feel like Winter Games is kind of the most similar. Anyway, sidetrack note. Let's talk about the moment that you found out you were the host of The Bachelor. How'd you feel?
Yeah, well, I was humbled. I was excited. Obviously, I was The Bachelor in 2004. I've been a big fan of all the shows kind of ever since, and a member and a part of Bachelor Nation. But, just really thrilled. And I think, too, like, once I finally met Clayton, the whole thing really kind of made sense. The first time I met Clayton was actually when he got out of the limo on that first night.
What?
Yeah. So I wanted that to be real and authentic and just organic to the whole process. And like, it was like, he's nervous getting out of the limo. I'm freaking out nervous because I never hosted the show before. I'd never even been to that mansion. And we're just kind of like looking at each other like, what are we doing? This is crazy. But as I've gotten to know him, I just genuinely like him so much. He's such a sweet, genuine guy. I learned how badly he wants to get married and find love and find his person. I just know like how much pressure he's put himself on now. He understands how big of an opportunity this is. Like, I watched him on Michelle's season. I watched, he talks about wanting to have a family and having kids, and he cries, he gets emotional. I remember thinking like, wow, that's impressive for a guy to do that. But also as a former football player to break down like that, this must be really important to him. Mm-hmm. As I've gotten to get to know him since that first moment outside the mansion on night one, I just know how much he wants this. So for me being the host and to try and help guide him to find what he's desperately craving, that's like, I do feel a lot of pressure doing it, but it makes this so much more, what's the word? It's like when you just feel, it just feels right. And it's the best part of this experience for me. Kind of trying to help a guy like Clayton do this.
Was it your decision not to meet him until night one?
Yeah, we sort of kind of had talked about that. There was talks about maybe having a dinner or getting together, playing golf. And I know some of that had happened in the past. But I thought it was just going to be more real and more authentic if we had done it that way. And knowing that we'd have a lot more time to catch up after that, even off camera. The funny thing is, I actually kind of already knew who he was because I had broadcasted his football games before. When he was a tight end at Missouri, I was actually at ESPN and I'd be in the booth in Columbia, Missouri, like calling his game. And I had his name on a board and I'd watched him play on film and I knew all of his vitals, but of course I'd never actually met him until that first night. I'm happy we did it that way because I just feel like it was, you know, like he's a real guy. This experience for him needs to be authentic and organic. And I think our relationship needs to be the same way. Mm-hmm.
He has a little NFL experience, right? Was he on a practice squad or two?
He went to camp with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Yes.
So did you guys have time? Was that something that you first talked about as a bonding thing?
It was a total bro thing. Yeah, we broed out right away. I love that you love football too. It's great. Every time we do this. we always go there and I'm never surprised. I'm always like, that's right. Yeah, she loves football. It's perfect. I mean, it's definitely something that helped bring us together because we could sort of, you know, talk about our past experiences in football and kind of, you know, compare them and relate them and relate the things we learned in football and how we're kind of using that in our lives now. But it's funny, like in football, you know, like in the locker room, there's just trash talk and guys are always kind of riding each other. And Clayton and I sort of kind of carried that over. It was very, very quick. Like at first we were very cordial. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you? Good to meet you. This is great. And now it's like full on locker room, like, you know, big brother, little brother. We're like blast each other, texting. We're killing each other on social media. On January 1st, we were at the Rose Parade and we were taking this picture with this really cute little girl. Mm-hmm. And she was standing in the middle of us and she looked at Clayton. And then she like in the middle of the photo, she was kind of looking at me kind of funny. And then she kind of like, you know, told me to come down and she was like, are you his dad?
Stop.
And I'm like, what? And Clayton has never let me forget that. He was dying. I was so mad. And I'm like, it's a little girl. And I'm like, I am a conduit of love. Damn it. I am trying to help this man find his person. How dare
you're
you?
You're like, I that? Am 11 years older than him. Okay. Just 11 years.
I have gray whiskers. Fine. I have gray whiskers. I get it. Enough. I'm done. I already hate this man because he's taller and better looking and more athletic. Enough. It's over.
Okay.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving the parade.
That leads me perfectly into my next question. How do you feel about all the Clayton Jesse comparisons? Because there are so many memes out there from outlets like Betches and stuff that are like, can anybody tell the two of these apart?
Yeah, I hate Clayton secretly because of what I just said. Again, when they told me it was Clayton and then we finally got out of the limo, the first thing I thought was, damn, he's way bigger than I thought. I'm like, I've been in NFL locker rooms and like, there are people that make big people. Like I'm 6'2", 230. Like, I'm like, I feel like a pretty big guy. He makes people like me just feel average and look average. So that was the first thing. But then two, I was like, he does kind of look like me a little bit. Yep. And then like, he's got like a better physique and all the things. And he's like, he's walking over and I'm just like the jealousy was rising and then my security was falling and I was just so insecure in the moment. I'm like, all right, I know I'm gonna like you, I know that, but secretly I really hate you.
I think it's just because he probably reminded you of yourself a decade ago.
Yeah. Way less hair product than I had in 2004. Mm-hmm. But yes, very, very similar otherwise, for sure. So I totally see it. At least I can be his older brother. That's cool.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't want to be the dad.
You're not the dad. You're not the dad. Right. Just a little girl would think that. That's all. fun side note question here. As you may know, I come from, I told you last time, big Giants fan. But since I married into... I married a Brady absolute fanatic. Like it goes beyond, like, I know my ranking in this world is somewhere in between the dog and Tom Brady. Who do you think is going to the Super Bowl? What are your predictions? I think the Bucs have a very hard game this week against the Rams.
They do. That's a good segue. So unfortunately, the Giants are not going to the Super Bowl. We all know
probably
that.
Probably not for quite some time.
We've been saying that for about 10 years.
It's been 10 years. I went to that Super Bowl 10 years ago. And my dad's like, can you believe it's been that long? And it's been like, we've been bad for like that long now. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. No big blue. Fine for another year. So I do think the Buffalo Bills are going to make the Super Bowl. It's the first time in a long time they're going to get there. Josh Allen is playing phenomenal at quarterback. They have the best defense in the NFL. They're dominating in the trenches. I think they're going to beat the Chiefs this weekend. That'll be a huge statement. I think they're going to end up getting there. Now, like, who today in their right mind, honestly, if we're being honest, who's betting against Tom Brady ever?
I mean, you can't. You cannot. It's never a smart decision.
And like, I get it. The Packers look awesome and Aaron Rodgers and like the super, it's going to go through Lambeau Field and the tundra and it's going to be great. Dude, come on. Number 12 rolls up in there. It's like all bets are off.
Wow, and I
like,
love your faith. Like,
it's like everybody's like, no, they don't have the weapons. They have injuries.
There's so
the
many
right
injuries.
Tackle injury does. Yeah. Like the right tackle injury, I think, is a big one. But like their defense is healthy. They have one of the best defensive coordinators. And dude, it's Tom Brady. Like, yeah, it's going to be cold. No one can throw the ball in the cold except Tom Brady because he did it his whole life.
Yeah.
With the New England Patriots. And he did it last year in the NFC Championship game. He beat the Packers and was amazing.
Oh, that game was way better to watch than the actual Super Bowl.
I don't know.
All right. So you're saying it could be Bills Bucks?
Bills Bucks. Bills Mafia at SoFi Stadium. And then all the Brady, like your husband, like all the Brady, the Bradyites, what do we call them?
Yeah, let's call them that.
Like the Bradyites. They're all going to be there. It's going to be great. We're all going to be there. You'll be there. It's going to be fantastic.
I would be there, but my due date is 2 days before the Super Bowl. So.
It might be tricky.
Would I let my husband go to that Super Bowl? I don't know. He's already been to one. We've already done that thing together, that bucket list.
That's going to be the true test of where you are in the hierarchy. See, if Brady is in the Super Bowl, you're really going to know. That's going to be a telling moment. I can't wait to know.
That is such a good point. All right. Well, we're probably boring Bachelor fans. I could actually pick your brain with that stuff even more. That'd be fun. Because I just have to say, the Bills, after losing four straight Super Bowls in the 90s, they deserve this. I'm rooting for them for the AFC.
I love how you get off to the side. Yeah,
okay. It's like as if they can't hear me anymore. What's also been a meme this week is the show making it seem like you met your wife on The Bachelor. Did you feel like you did that intentionally, or the show like had you word things in a way that it was like, oh, by the way, I found my happily ever after via The Bachelor too? Or do you think like people are just misinterpreting?
Looking back on it, maybe it was like the order and way things were like said. Hey, maybe you remember once upon a time I was The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And now I'm a happily married man. Yeah. I don't think it necessarily connects the two things.
Yeah.
Both things are totally true. But I never said, like, if I had said, I found love and I'm now a happily married man, or I met my wife on The Bachelor, those are two totally completely different things. So I think I would say misinterpretation is probably my call on that.
All right.
Because my wife's like, I was never on The Bachelor. Which, like, she's Brazilian. She's like,
No.
I never did that.
No.
She also might have been, I'm trying to do the math now. I don't want to say how old she was, maybe when I was on The Bachelor. We'll just pass. Next time.
Okay.
Skip.
How much did you hang out with the girls on set? Because when Harrison was around, he'd maybe like pop by once a week. And I was so intimidated. I was like, I can't even have a conversation with him. With you being your first season as host, I feel like it would be a little bit less intimidating.
Oh. Well, I hope so. There's not been a lot of interaction, to be honest. No. I actually had to formally introduce myself to them when I dropped the first date card, because on the first night, like, they had never seen me host that show before. Mm-hmm. A lot of them probably didn't know who I was. Literally popped in for a second to put a first impression rose down on the table, and then they saw me at the rose ceremony, and that was it. So that's why at the beginning, when the women finally move into the mansion, I actually have to like go in and be like, hey. So, you know, I'm Jesse, I'm hosting the show, and sort of do that. I really don't have that much interaction with them directly. I'm always sort of there and I'm kind of omnipresent. I really made it a point to kind of be there for the group dates, for the one-on-one dates, cocktail parties, row ceremonies, travel, all that stuff, to try to be sort of dialed in as much as I could. But really the majority of my interaction, especially one-on-one, is really with Clayton.
Okay. Well, that kind of leads me to my next question. What did you want your vibe to be as host? With Harrison, you know, he just is all we've ever known, right? And then with Caitlin and Tayshia, their vibe was more of like, we're your girlfriends. You can come here with us. You can come to us whenever you need advice. It was more of a friendly vibe. And right. When did you go in with a mindset of how you wanted to come across?
No, and really the reason why, and of course, I'd watched the show, God, for years and years and years. So I was very, very aware of sort of the different styles of hosting that we had had before. I think for me, in some ways, similar to when I was The Bachelor, because I wasn't on The Bachelorette the year before, I just wanted to be authentic and just be myself and just try to do it my way. You know, again, like I'm always trying to think like, how can I help Clayton? What can I do? You know, it's one thing to kind of set up the group dates and go in and give those talks. And I'm trying to do it in my own tone and sort of, you know, in my own voice. But, you know, for really my focus is just Clayton and just being myself. I know he's trying to be as authentic as he can be. I'm trying to be as authentic as I can be. And that's kind of why I was kind of joking about it on the first night when I met Clayton, like I am nervous, like standing there. I was trying to come across as being very stoic, but in that moment I was thinking like, holy crap, like I've never even been to this mansion before. I haven't hosted this show yet. Like I just don't want to screw this up for Clayton. And so, you know, that's really, you know, kind of what I'm trying to do is just be me. And it's gotta be a different, you know, I can't be like Holiday Baking Championship host, Jesse, that I'm always like doing like dad jokes and like making fun all the time. and I can't be like ESPN College Football, Jesse, where it's like super analytical and 45-second sound bites all the time. You know, it's kind of, I guess it's taking on a life of its own. And it's something that I sort of have to kind of find as I'm going along with it, I think.
When did you feel like you found your groove? I thought you came across very natural night one.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's nice. It's nice to hear. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. You know, of course, I'd be lying if I said like, oh, I had it in the bag. Like I knew exactly what it was going as I did. And then, you know, at this point, you know, I still don't. I mean, I don't know if I feel yet like I've got a real handle on it. And probably why is because, you know, every episode I'm doing something new for the first time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, dropping the first impression rose ceremony, group date card, first one-on-one talk with Clayton. Like the conversation I'm about to have with Clayton now as he's pondering whether or not he's taking this rose back from Cassidy is like that was a first for me as well. And so, you know, it's I don't think there's like, you know, Women Tell All will be new. Mm-hmm. After the final rose will be new. I don't know. Like, I don't know how that's going to go or how that's going to feel. I won't be able to, I think, feel comfortable in this until, you know, way down the road if I'm still doing it.
So does that make you want to have another opportunity to host the show?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would be totally game to have that conversation if they want to do that. After what I just said, it's like, I'm listening to myself. Like I've got my hands so full right now just with Clayton. Yeah. And it just, all the things he's dealing with. I never in a million years thought like I would have to watch him juggle everything that's happened in the first two episodes, like three women self-eliminating before the first rose ceremony, his first rose being rejected before he even gets to the mansion, the self-doubt that's already creeping in, now the stuff happening with Cassidy, more drama between Shanae and Elizabeth. He's had these sparks with Teddy and Susie and some of these other women too. He's hopeful. And at the same time, he's doubting himself and he's got like drama happening on two fronts. There's so much going on. And now he's potentially going to take a rose back. We're not even in episode three. Like, this is great. Like it's a lot happening. So yeah, it's been a lot, but it's been a lot of fun.
alert, guys. We're going to talk about Cassidy's Instagram story this week. Jesse, are you aware of what happened?
No, talk to me. Let's go. What's going on?
She basically said on her Instagram story that he eliminated her. She spoiled that storyline. Assuming the producers are really pissed off, she says, isn't it just unbelievable? And like, these are so many words. She cursed a lot throughout this. She's like, don't you think it's unbelievable that he offered a rose to a girl who was previously engaged as of like the week before The Bachelor? But then with me, I have a friends with benefits and he eliminates me. So he takes her rose back, or so it seems. You have thoughts on this?
Can I confirm nor deny? Are we sure her Instagram did not get hacked by any chance?
She's talking to the screen.
Did Reality Steve hack her Instagram?
And just dub over her voice?
Did he put on a wig and just really, really just like win an Oscar, an Academy Award? Honestly, I gotta be real.
You didn't know it.
I can neither confirm nor deny. No, I wasn't even aware.
Well, we will find out, I guess, for sure how it unfolds on Monday's episode. I'm also going to give you another theory and I want your response to it. Even if it's just a facial reaction, because I will overanalyze your facial expression. Nick Viall and I have this theory that Teddy, who is a self-proclaimed virgin, will be losing her virginity in the fantasy suite, which is why Clayton is led to reveal that he slept with all the women in there. Yes or no?
Blink twice if it's a yes.
He has a good poker face,
that's
guys.
That's actually an amazing conspiracy theory. Interesting. I will say this. What has been kind of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think they already know what happens at the end based on the different teases that they've shown. Mm-hmm. But as you know better than anybody, there's a lot of very smart people working on the show that think about the editing, what they're going to show before things actually come to fruition. So what I can say is that a big theme this year on Clayton's season will be there are no rules on The Bachelor. Clayton never watched the show before he went on Michelle's season. There's no precedence for anything in his mind. He's doing things for the first time. Okay. He's willing to do very drastic things and take chances and risks.
Is drastic a nice word for dumb?
Drastic is a word for sometimes authentic.
Okay, not well thought out.
Clayton only knows how to do things his way and how to handle tough situations his way. And we know Clayton's an open book. He wears his heart on his sleeve. We've seen that, and you're going to see more of that this season. But there's going to be a lot of things that happen. Like, we've already seen a couple firsts. There are way more firsts to come that have never happened on the show in 20 years. And I would venture to say that anything you've seen in previews is not the most dramatic thing that happens on his season.
Really?
Yeah, you and Nick are going to have an opportunity for some more sweet conspiracy theories.
Oh, nice. Okay, really fun. Love that. Did you have a favorite date activity or is a favorite date in general that you can tease for us?
Well, coming up, no. I can't. Well, what I can, I love his dates and I hate his dates because his dates are way better than my dates. Like the budget.
You're just
show,
so jealous of him.
I'm so. Can you tell? Like, I'm harboring a lot of resentment. Like, I just feel like everything Clayton gets is better than what I got. Like, I feel like that. It's like the little brother always gets like better gifts and everything. Gets better clothes. Clayton's like that dude took a helicopter, landed it on a yacht, Russian oligarch style, and then jumped into a hot tub and popped champagne. I rode an elephant.
Yeah. No, I get it. They definitely have amped up like the Mission Impossible scenes.
Totally. And it's like where he gets to travel and go around the world. Like, no disrespect to Washington, D.C. and Quebec City. Like, I love those cities. That was kind of my peak. Mm-hmm. That was like sort of my Mount Everest pinnacle. Clayton's jet set. He's about to jet set around the world, go to all these amazing places and do things that like Russian oligarchs do.
Jesse, you know, I'm going to make you feel better with one last statement. You know what you had that Clayton doesn't.
A spy.
This is hard. This is harsh, by the way.
I'll go.
Ratings.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I didn't have to. I didn't have to go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night or the College Football National Championship.
But you were an NFL quarterback, so like you had that too. That's another one.
Are you saying that people just love the hair product?
Yeah, you had really great hair in your season too. All right, Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. This was fun. We will hopefully have you back throughout the season, and we can talk about more of those conspiracy theories that you say is coming up.
Let's do it. Let's go. Go Brady, go Bills.
Go Brady.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ash. We'll see ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.